Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Hello, and welcome to Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
And this is episode 12.
Can't believe it's 12. I know, I said it. It's hard to believe we've done 12 of these. Well, actually, technically, this is our 12th one, but still, hard to believe.
Mm-hmm. We didn't quite know where this was going to take us when we started, but...
Yeah, well, tonight we're still not sure where this is going to take us. Decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never guess what we're going to talk about.
Decisions. So we prayed about a topic. That's one of the ways we make a decision about what we're going to talk about on the podcast, is we pray about what the topic should be. And for a while, we were having a hard time making a decision about what the podcast should be. And so it came to both of us that decision making and how we make decisions as a couple would be a great topic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to talk about today. And our scripture for today is taken from the Amplified Classic Version, the AMPC, and it's James 1, verse 5. And it says, "If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly, without reproaching or fault-finding, and it will be given him." I love that scripture. I love that we can ask God for wisdom, and the scripture says that if we ask, he will give it to us.
That's, yeah, because, boy, we sure need it.
We do need it. It's very comforting that God will give us wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually touched on this subject a little bit last week in podcasts in episode 11, when we were talking about how we made that loan for the windows and the deck consolidation, and how I had that really bad feeling in the pit of my stomach, but I was trying to defer to you to make decisions because I had made all the decisions and that wasn't working out really well.
Mm-hmm. Well, in our decision making has definitely... Yeah, I think improved, but it's definitely evolved over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And part where as we were talking about with this, and part of the issue is that we both have jobs where we have to make important decisions as part of our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get home, neither one of us really wants to make a decision. It's like, we've already done enough for the day. We're done making decisions.
But, I often say that to you. I'm like, don't make me make another decision.
Yeah, because a lot of times, well, the way our lives are right now, I do most of the cooking in the evening. And, you know,
he's a great cook.
Well, so I like to, you know, if I have to get something out of the freezer, I'd like to plan a day ahead or so to get everything, you know, to get what I have out of the freezer to, in the fridge to thaw out, or if I have to get anything from the store or from the local market, it, you know, so we, every night, it seems like we have this discussion, what would you like to eat tomorrow night? I don't care. Just feed me something. It's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feed her chopped liver, but she likes liver.
I do like liver.
Yeah.
I really love when you make liver and onions.
Yeah, me too. Haven't mm-hmm. done that. Well, I could make that decision too.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway.
So, but it used to be, I think I was more picky about things. And so, oh, when we first got married, I was so picky and I was I wasn't even a recovering control freak. When we first got married, I was a control freak. We've shared that in some of our earlier podcasts. And I like to be in charge of everything. It was how I was raised to be. And then when we started walking with the Lord, I really gave that to the Lord about not wanting to be in control about everything. And so now 30 some years later, I identify as a recovering control freak, but I would be very picky about what we ate, what we didn't eat, what we couldn't eat, what
When
we
we ate,
would,
where we
yes,
ate, how we
yeah.
ate.
And now I've got it's like Wayne said, I've gotten to the point where I am so fried with making decisions till I get home from work at the end of the day. I'm like, just feed me something. I'm not going to be picky. I will eat whatever you put in front of me, because I know he's a good cook. So whatever it is, it's going to be good.
Oh, thank you. Well, unfortunately, the decision making, I mean, us getting something to eat at night, me cooking, I mean, that's an easy decision. It doesn't, it's not like a life or death, or it's not a, major decision. But occasionally we do have to make decisions that are important.
Yeah, and for a while we had a lot of problems coming to agreement when we were trying to make a decision, and then that's when we get upset with each other, and we would have very differing viewpoints about it. But that changed when we started to pray about decisions.
And one of the things, a lot of times we, this scripture talks about that peace that passes all understanding. And that's one of the things we've learned too, is a lot of times when there is, we are making a decision to have that peace.
And I think it's important to not to be pressured into decisions. We've had situations, well, like that situation with those windows. And then we have this thing about windows. We forgot about this second thing. So the house that we've lived in now, we've actually just made our 9th anniversary, 9-year anniversary of living in this house. And it definitely needed to have some windows repaired. And so we contacted, you get advertisements for a window replacement. And so we called a couple companies to come, and this one company came, and the salesman was so pushy. Oh my word, he was so pushy. It seemed like a good deal. It sounded good. It sounded like it was what we wanted. And we actually did step away. We left him in one room, and I think we went out on the patio, and we sat and we prayed about it. And sometimes God will give you an answer right away. Sometimes it takes a while to get an answer. And sometimes, if it's not something that God really cares about which way you go with it, he just allows you to make a decision. But that's a fine line too, trying to discern which one of those things it is. And I think we prayed about this window thing, and we had the money to pay for it. It wasn't like before when we were using it to pay off debt or something. We had the money to pay for the windows, and we made the decision because we thought, I think we found out later really that it wasn't, the salesman had told us one thing and it wasn't actually what it
Wasn't exactly the
was.
same thing, yeah.
And we ended up not being happy with the windows and doing that, but we did stop and pray about it, and we were in agreement, and neither one of us had a check in our spirit about it. And but it was just it
Still wasn't a good
still
decision.
wasn't a good decision, but it wasn't something that I guess was that important. It was okay for us to have choice in it. And but I think that taught us about not being pressured in decisions, that we have made an agreement now that whenever we do something like this again that involves spending a large amount of money like that, that we are not going to let anybody pressure us into it. If the salesman comes and he says, well, if you don't, I can only give you this offer today, then we're going to have to tell him, well, then you must not really want our business, because if you want our business, you're going to have to wait for us to take a few days to think about this and pray about this and get back to you. And so we've made that agreement with each other that if we're ever in that situation again, that that's how we're going to handle it. And that's a really important part in your marriage of deciding how you're going to make decisions together. I know for a long time, I had talked about I'm the spender, and I was really bad at being the spender. And I would hide purchases from Wayne. I wouldn't tell him about things, and I managed the finances, so it was easy for me to hide stuff because I paid all the bills. But in working to be accountable at one point a few years ago, there were just some circumstances going on, and money was tighter than usual, and we were trying to be very good stewards about how we were spending our money and keep a track of our expenses and stuff. And so I made an agreement with Wayne that for anything over $100, I would talk to him about it first before I made the purchase. And I think we told you when we were talking about money about Larry Burkett, who was one of the first Christian financial advisors who was out there. He had a system where he would go to a store. If he saw something he wanted, he would write it down, what he wanted, what the price was, where it was, and then he would wait 30 days. And if he went back at the end of 30 days and it was still there and he still wanted it, then he'd buy it. But he said 9 times out of 10, he'd go back and he didn't really want it anymore. As I think a lot of what we do is impulse buying. And I know a lot of what I do is impulse buying. Now, I know some of your heads, especially some of the women that are listening to this, you're thinking, I'm not giving my husband that much control, over that. But that this is something that you have to build in your relationship. It was more important for me to be in harmony with Wayne about how we were going to spend our money than it was for me to have control of what I was going to spend my money on. And I mean, how I don't I probably could count on one hand the times you've said to me, I really don't think you should buy that, or do you think that's a good idea? I mean,
Yeah, that doesn't happen that
Wayne
often.
has never, told me if you're and if you're in a situation where you're, a spouse is super controlling of the finances, then that's when it's time to reach out to a professional and get counseling and get help to work through that situation, because that's not healthy either. But I yielded my free will to Wayne voluntarily to be accountable because I knew I was the spender. I knew I could impulse buy. I knew we were really trying to pull in the reins on our spending and to stick to. We've never, and true confessions here, we're not very good with budgets. We're not very good. We've tried different spending plans and we're not good with that, but we tithe first off of our income, and we pay our bills first, and then we go from there. And I know different financial people say that's not exactly the right way to do it, but that's how we have agreed to do it. And I would advise that you try something different because it's not always the best way. But that was really helpful. I mean, it was just for a season that I did that where I would talk to you about it, and it was good for me because it helped me to work on yet another step of giving up that control that I, and it wasn't something I needed to be in control of. We had decided we were going to manage our money together. And so I was actually just being in harmony with you, coming together as a team to work on this.
Well, and that's one of the things too. We've talked a couple of times about how God seems to put opposites together because you're definitely the spender, and not that I don't spend money, but I'm definitely not the impulse spender
No, you're very
usually.
hesitant to spend money on anything. I have to urge him strongly to do something nice for himself. That's always been, I mean, back when money was really tight for us, I mean, he always spent his birthday money on groceries or whatever. He would not spend it on himself. And so we are very opposite in that, but
Well, and one of the things we did too, you were talking about taking time to think about the purchases, and I'm trying to think if we did this or somebody we knew did this, where they had issues with spending money on credit cards, and they actually put their credit cards in a bowl of water and put them in the freezer.
oh yes, yeah.
I was trying to think if we had done that with ours. I know
I
we had
think we
friends
did.
that did.
I think we did that for a while.
Yeah, and the whole idea was, but if you see something that you want to purchase, the idea is it gives you time to think about it by the time the cards thaw out.
Right. If you don't have the cash, and that's on that premise that if you don't have the cash to cover it, you shouldn't buy it. If you don't have the money for it, you don't buy it. But that was something we had to learn, as we shared in the last one, last talk that we, or whatever talk it was on money, that neither one of us was taught how to manage money. And
Episode 11. I think we talked about it last week.
so
I think. Anyway, can't decide.
anyway,
But so much of it is just communication, as we've talked about before. Communicate, communicate, communicate.
So we urge you to talk with your spouse or your significant other. This is a great topic to talk about if you are listening to this and you aren't married
Right,
yet, but are
absolutely.
considering getting married, or just putting information in the back of your mind for when you do find your future spouse. Definitely talking about how you are going to make decisions. And you know, the other thing where it comes into play is decisions about how you are going to raise your children when children come into the situation.
How are you going to teach them to manage their money?
Well, not even just that. I'm thinking like how you come together as a husband and wife, a mother and father to discipline, to raise them, what's
Oh,
important.
that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's important too.
And we've had to make a lot of decisions
Oh,
about
yes.
that.
Yep, absolutely.
And we didn't always agree on things, and we had to come to whatever, sometimes lots of times a compromise on,
Yeah, sometimes we would agree to not agree.
yeah, agree to
Agree
disagree.
to disagree.
And that has to be okay too. But when you're raising your kids, you have to present a
A
united front,
united front.
or you get in trouble because then your kids start to play you against the one parent against the other parent. They play you against each other. And
Well, she said I could do that. Why, and or he said I could do that.
Yes. So decision making isn't only about money, and other things too, like what color you're going to paint the house, what kind of furniture you're going to get.
Where are you going to put the furniture? Which
who's
side of the room does that couch go on?
who's going to move the
Who's
furniture?
going to move the furniture?
So, you know, you might have very different ideas of you might want a Tuscan Italian feel in the kitchen, and your husband wants a colonial American feel in the kitchen. And so that's going to take some compromise and some working together to make decisions about how that's going to go.
Yeah, fortunately, I don't really care. I just, if you want it over there, let's put it over there. If you want it that color, let's make it that color.
Well, and the other thing that's been an issue for us, and we talked about this when we talked about arguing and about, you know, working out situations, is my mind is going a mile a minute at 11:30 at night because I'm a night owl, and Wayne's mind has shut off at that point because he just wants to go to sleep.
Or earlier.
And so it doesn't work really well if I ask Wayne to make a major decision at 11:15. It's not a good thing.
Well, and sometimes it, there's a lot of these things, like we're picking a color for a room or rearranging furniture, and as long as the couch is where I can get on it, I'm not really concerned about which side of the room it's on, where you're more concerned about that. So I'll do the, well, I really don't care, which I, in a way, I don't, but sometimes you'll get upset because I don't make a decision.
Well, so that would be a good advice is to at least give an opinion,
Other
which,
than I don't have an opinion.
but you've done that before. If, but this is where you have to talk to each other, and you can't just shut down, because that's the other thing that happens in
And I've done that
marriages,
before.
is people shut down and rather than working it out. And
Yeah, I'm definitely more guilty of that than you are.
so I've learned to say, I appreciate that you don't care, but I'm asking for your opinion because I'm having a hard time making up my mind. Usually that's if I'm asking him for an opinion, it's because I've got two or three things going on, two or three choices going on, and I don't know which way I want to go. And so I'll ask his opinion. And you're really good at saying, like, well, I don't really care, but if I was going to do it, I would do it this way. But again, it doesn't matter to me, and I'm fine with however you want to do it. So it's how you say it too, because like he doesn't go to me like, I don't care. Like he doesn't do it like that.
No.
He'll say, and we've been married long enough that I know when he says, I don't care. He knows when I say, I don't care. It's that we don't have a strong
Right.
feeling one way or the other about that. So that's part of the communication too, is how are you communicating about the decision making to each other? Are there trigger words that's upsetting one of you? Is there a way that it's said that you feel like you're not being heard? Is there a way that one of you is saying something that the other one feels like you're angry, or that you don't truly care in the real sense of the word about the other person's opinion or feelings, or if this is a dilemma where they're having a hard time making a decision, that you, so you have to work out that part of the communication. And sometimes it's helpful to get another
third party.
opinion, to get a third party in. So if you're having trouble making a decision, go to somebody who you trust, who knows something about the subject that you're trying to make a decision about, who can help you look at both sides of the decision and make it, you know. And we learned in school the old fashioned way too, that you can help make a decision, is to list the pros and cons.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down with a piece of paper and two columns and make this list of, you know, what's good about the, you know, what's positive about the issue, and what the negatives are. And then that can help you make a decision when you look at what the outcome might be.
Yeah. And there's, you know, thinking about this as we're talking about it, there's so many things that go into the discussion part. Because I know, like when we first got married, and I know we talked about this in one of the earlier podcasts, because my family didn't fight or argue a whole lot. And
mm-hmm.
yours just, you know, if you had an issue, you just hollered and carried on and, you know,
got
it
it
out
on
of
your
your
system.
system. So earlier in our marriage, I didn't have an opinion, and, you know, we would be having a strong disagreement about something, and I just didn't voice an opinion. So you took that as I just didn't care.
Yes.
And it wasn't necessarily that, but that's how, you know, that's how you interpreted that. So anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, so be sure to set some good boundaries about that. Make some time to sit down and talk about decision making. If you're in the midst of making a decision and you're finding it difficult, back up, sit down, pray, ask God for wisdom. Our scripture today, that if you ask God for wisdom, he will give it to you. And set a time limit when you're going to get back together to talk about the decision again, because sometimes you just need to walk away from it, and then you come back and you have more clarity. And make that part of how you operate together as a couple.
Yep.
All right. So I think that's it for decisions.
Decisions.
So we have to decide to end the podcast.
Yeah. And what are we going to have for dinner tomorrow night? So we pray that God richly blesses you in all you do in all your relationships.
Talk to you later.
Bye now.
Bye.